It was something that happened during the investigations of Levi Yitzchak when he was in the communist jail. So the way they used to do it, one of the ways that they used to investigate, they used to have the of Levi Yitzchak, and they brought someone else that he knows that used to get money from Levi Yitzchak in front of him. And they told the guy, "Tell us, do you know that the Levi Yitzchak, the money they used to get from Levi Yitzchak, was stolen money?" So Rabbi Tiskiya was saying, they wanted to get that Levi Yitzchak used to give the money. Right? "Do you know that the money that the Levi Yitzchak used to give you was stolen money?" So the guy says, "Ma pitom, wasn't stolen money. I know all the money they got, it was kosher." So that's what they wanted to hear. "Yes, you got money from him, huh?" And Levi Yitzchak yelled at him, "What are you doing? What are you doing to me? What are you saying?" But that thing that person said, right, that they really wanted to hear, not only it didn't harm Levi Yitzchak, it actually sweetened the judgment for him in a very wondrous way. And this is what happened. He wrote this. He said, "Something wonderful happened in jail. My investigator, Yimach Shemo, told me that there are witnesses that would say in front of me that I was dealing with the tzibu and I was giving out money to everyone. That by them was considered a big aveira, Hashem Arachim, giving tzedakah. And that I gave chassidus and I was teaching Torah to everyone, giving money to people." And that's what they did. They brought witnesses in front of me, and they said that I got the money. And the witnesses even signed this. At the end, they put in front of me a big tzaddik. His name was Rav Matisyo Balzarsky. But they called him alone, first of all, and they told him, "You know why Rosin is here in the jail?" And he said, "I don't know." So they told him, "You know why he's here? Because we heard that he got money to give the poor people, and he stole the money to himself. And therefore, we want to clarify that he really gave you all the money that you needed, and every month, whatever you needed." Yeah, and he signed on that. And So when he realized they made this mistake, so Rabbi Yehoshua Chaim Rosin told him, "No, what's going to be? That's all. We had it. We finished here." So he told me, Rabbi Tiskiyahu said like this: "Memves Golnisht, Esken Zayin Azdos is Achonet Zoyel Tisrael. We don't know anything. Could be what I said here, and I had to sign for this, is a preparation for going to Eretz Yisrael. Truth is, I knew that the tzaddik, he went home, and I stayed in jail. It was a few days before our salvation. And really it was. It was a help to go to Eretz Yisrael afterwards." We'll see the stories later, finish for today, about how they were released from jail and they were able to run away. Of course. Chavez and Chavez.